Welcome to this week's Glancing at the Stars. Since knowing the planets is the first step in learning astrology, I want to devote this week to the planet Saturn. One reason is that I'm going through a Saturn transit, so it's been on my mind. If you have even a passing acquaintance with astrology, your impression of Saturn is probably unfavorable. Certainly, it can manifest in a number of ways that pose difficulties. Like any planet, its energy, astrologically speaking, can be positive and negative. It all depends on how you approach it. Traditionally, Saturn represents responsibilities, obligations, and duties, as well as the capability to contract and restrict. At the same time, words like prudence, patience, loyalty, preservation, as well as the capability to focus and concentrate, also apply to Saturn. So you can see that Saturn has some excellent attributes if you so choose to utilize them. As a general rule, if Saturn is well aspected in your natal chart with trines and sextiles to other planets, you will likely have an easier time expressing its best qualities. Conversely, if you have squares, oppositions, and certain conjunctions to Saturn, you will tend to experience limitations of some kind in your life. Whatever the aspects you may have to Saturn in your natal chart, you can always choose to manifest its energy in its highest form. With the squares, oppositions, and conjunctions, however, it likely will take time and experience before you realize the benefits that Saturn can bring. In fact, Saturn represents both time and experience, so the older you get, the easier it can be to work with Saturn, whether it's in your natal chart or by transit. I happen to have transiting Saturn squaring my natal Mars at the moment. Reflecting on Saturn's influence, I am struck by how much we are all ruled by time. In fact, the mind-body attachment, which some call ego, is held together by our notion of time being an unalterable and indisputable fact. Saturn is considered the perpetual teacher. And one of the most important lessons it conveys, especially by transit, is how time controls much of our lives. It teaches us how to slow down, to take time to do things right, and even to help us recognize the illusion of time while in moments of complete stillness, a Saturn attribute. No surprise that this week has strong Saturn aspects. The Sun is conjunct Saturn and trine to Jupiter. This is most prominent Tuesday through Thursday, so you have a chance to practice the best that Saturn has to offer. By being diligent and taking your time, you can make steady progress in fulfilling your responsibilities. Be still, and you may glimpse how unnecessary so many of your attachments are.